90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN, your NPR news station. I'm Sarah D'Elia. This week, state lawmakers were on spring break, but that didn't stop some from weighing in on various issues being addressed this legislative session. Former Alabama Governor Bob Riley chimed in with his thoughts on Common Core and why he thinks the standards are important for the state to have. We discuss Riley's opinions and thoughts and more with Kyle Whitmire of AL.com and the Birmingham News. Kyle, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
So, Kyle, there's been many in the state of Alabama who have been very vocal on their opposition to Common Core, but former Governor Bob Riley has thrown his support behind the standards. Why does he support it?
This is his way of being the grown-up in the room and saying, okay, kids, playtime is over. The reason he supports it is, you know, the real reason why these standards were created in the first place was to make it so that, you know, families can move from one state to another, from one school system to another, without having to worry about whether their kids are ahead or behind in their education wherever they're going. And also making sure that they're prepared for college and you don't have lots of remedial classes and that they have to take when they get there. This is his way of sort of clearing the air, setting the record straight. He was governor when this initiative was begun. And in some ways, he still has a lot of that clout left. They needed someone in a situation who, you know, was sort of politically immune from, you know, Tea Partiers, those sorts of forces, but also someone that a lot of Alabamians still respect. And, you know, this is something that he could do that, for instance, Robert Bentley couldn't do or would not do.
How much do you think people in Alabama are going to value his opinion on this specific issue?
Well, I mean, it's, you know, you cannot really question Bob Riley's conservative credentials. I mean, he's very much a Republican. And when you have someone of his political stature out there standing by Common Core, it helps tremendously. And it sort of puts those opponents of it back in a box.
Now, on the flip side, Republican Senator Scott Beeson has been very adamant against Common Core standards and has even had some back and forth with you all at AL.com. What's his argument?
Well, he had made these. He's been against this this whole session. He sponsored a bill to repeal Common Core. It looks like that bill is now effectively dead. But he made statements in the Aston Star, particularly about one literature textbook. Now, mind you, Common Core is not a curriculum. It doesn't mandate certain texts, but the facts really aren't important here. He goes to this textbook and he finds examples of things that he finds objectionable. One is with the Crucible, particularly this sidebar saying that this is Arthur Miller's play, his response to McCarthyism. And he says, well, McCarthy was right. And, you know, those comments and plus others that he had saying that, you know, Common Core portrays Americans as the bad guys by teaching literature to our students that's not politically balanced. You know, these issues are pretty far afield from what the real purpose of Common Core really is. They're not really characteristic. And this is something Riley said of what it does. But he took issue for us saying that he was saying that we said that he was against teaching the Crucible. Okay, he's against teaching the Crucible. Excuse me, he's against teaching that the Crucible was about McCarthyism and McCarthyism was bad. It's like saying that, you know, what if a communist walked into your school board and said, I don't mind you talking about, you know, teaching Animal Farm as long as you don't tell students that it's about the Russian Revolution in Russia. Are you really teaching it at that point? So we're going to talk about some more when he gets back from D.C., where I understand he's looking for some support for his congressional run.
So what's the bottom line with Common Core?
In my life, I had a moment when my dad remarried. He married a woman from South Carolina. She and her two sons moved to Alabama, and both her two sons were a year ahead of everybody in their class. Had we moved to South Carolina, I would have been in a real pickle, because I would have been almost a year behind in math and science where they were in South Carolina. This is supposed to avoid those kinds of problems.
Kyle Whitmire is a political reporter for AL.com and the Birmingham News. Kyle, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.